It's 7:40 in the morning. We're at Bracknell Ice Rink, and we're standing outside the Bracknell Bees dressing room. And you have just described this as an experience that I'm going to remember forever. What did you compare it to?
It's like opening a fresh can of coffee, only it smells a lot worse.
So we're poised outside, and you have just apologised in advance about saying you've no idea what it's going to be like in there.
Yeah, unfortunately, training finished at 9:15 last night, so and I wasn't here when it finished, so I don't know what state it's going to be.
OK, then you are actually going to have to open that door. Interestingly, the notice says the strength of the team is each individual member, so we'll just see how strong that is. OK. Oh, my God. Oh... Oh! How many pairs of socks does that represent? Because it's just so... I see exactly. Look at your face.
Oh, it's priceless.
How do you describe that smell?
Disgusting.
It is really disgusting. Do they never... Is that part of being an ice hockey player? Do you not wash your socks?
No, they do. Unfortunately, it's... It's the rest of the kit. It's just sweat built in over a season.
Do you know, it's so funny because a couple of weeks ago I was in Reading Football Club's dressing room, and that is absolutely immaculate. I'm not just making unfavourable comparisons. This looks very, well, it's very lived in, really, isn't it?
It's got character.
Yeah, so just tell us, how many people play for Bracknell Bees? How many people have you got on the side to draw from each weekend?
It's roughly 20 or so. Last night there would have been about 20 guys in here.
It's just extraordinary, really. And if you don't follow ice hockey, you've had a... Well, it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, really. And the Bees are really important to Bracknell because, like you were saying, there isn't really anything else.
No, that's right. We're about the only show in town. So we're quite a central focal point of the community. We do an awful lot of work for the local charities, schools, youth clubs, etc. So, yeah, the Bees are very important to Bracknell.
Now, you're a fan of the Bees. Is it a bit shocking to come in the dressing room like this and see behind the scenes?
It's very interesting, but I've smelt the smell before. So, that doesn't surprise me.
And why have you been such an ardent follower?
It's just a great sport to follow. It's fast. It's even kids like it. I mean, kids with ADHD that can't sit still for 5 seconds will sit and watch hockey because it's such a fast-paced sport. And the fans are fantastic. It's so friendly. I've made friends here. It's just a great game to watch.
I'm going to be getting some boots on a little bit later on, but I didn't imagine that the toughest part of the morning would be just coming into the dressing room. And a PS from the manager of the rink.
One of the reasons why it smells so much is when the players actually are on the ice, they have a lot of padding on. They lose a lot of sweat, maybe up to 5-6 pounds in body weight per match. They play a match on a Saturday night. They then put the wet kit on again on the Sunday night, and then it dries out during the week, so that's where the aroma comes from.
You see, there's always a bit of science, isn't there?